caviar.com. Treat yourself to a tasting at home. Introducing Petite Caviar 101. Caviar, truffles, and more. Find the world's best caviar for over 30 years. Sustainable caviar, seasonal delights, boutique grocery, family-owned and operated. Proud to supply the highest quality caviar available for over 30 years. 100% sustainable caviar. Israeli Oyster, Belgian Oyster, Idaho White Sturgeon, Siberian Sturgeon, Paddlefish, Ikira. National overnight shipping, guaranteed national next day overnight shipping, Tuesday through Saturday. Same day, local pickup and curbside for Seattle, ready within 2 hours, Monday through Saturday. Next day local delivery, guaranteed next day local delivery for Seattle, Monday through Friday. Shop grocery for such items like Bellwether Farms Cream Fresh, Betsy's Blink, gluten-free Betsy's Blink, Black Truffle Butter, White Truffle Oil, La Brujula, Yellowfin Fina Belly in Olive Oil, Russell's Original Spice Blend, Truffle Salt, Holsteinware's Mother of Pearl Caviar Spoon, Mother of Pearl Spoon with Blue Handle, Great Barrier Reef Petite Spoon with Pointed Tip, Round Mother of Pearl Pellet, Caviar Presentoir with Sterling Band, Petite Mother of Pearl Caviar Spoon, St. Hilaire Modern Caviar Presentoir, Frusis Saturn Silver Plated Caviar Cup, Homemade Recipes and More, Mink Potato Roasty with Caviar and Cream Fresh, Devil Quail Eggs with Caviar, Blink with Buckwheat. Today's true crime story is a paranormal story called Haunted Places, Whaley House. The Whaley House is an 1857 Greek Revival-style residence, a California historical landmark and museum located in Old Town San Diego, California. It is currently maintained by Save Our Heritage Organization, S-O-H-O, or SOHO. The Whaley House was the home of Thomas Whaley and his family. The house was built where there once was a graveyard at various times. It also housed Whaley's General Store, San Diego's Second County Courthouse, and the first commercial theater in San Diego. The house was witnessed more history than any other building in the city. Whaley family history. Thomas Whaley, of Scots or Irish origin, was born on October 5, 1823, in New York City, the seventh child in a family of 10. Whaley took over his father's successful business relations, then left New York on January 1, 1849. He traveled to San Francisco during the California Gold Rush, where he engaged in business. He then went to San Diego in September 1851. 2 years later, Whaley went back to New York and married Anna Eloise Delana Young, August 14, 1853. Together they returned to California, arriving in San Diego on December 7, 1853. On August 22, 1857, the Whaleys moved into their new home, now known as the Whaley House. Thomas Whaley. Thomas and Anna Whaley had six children, Francis Hinton, December 28, 1854, Thomas Whaley Jr., August 18, 1856, Anna Amelia, June 27, 1858, George Hay Ringgold, November 5, 1860, Violet Eloise, October 14, 1862, and Corinne Lillian, September 4, 1864. Francis Hinton was named after a business partner. Thomas Whaley Jr. suffered from scarlet fever at 18 months and died on January 29, 1858. After the death of baby Thomas and the loss of by fire from their store, Thomas and Anna moved to San Francisco. In January 1859, Whaley turned his affairs in Old Town over to Frank Ames, a Wells Fargo agent. In the summer of 1868, Thomas invested some of his new capital of stock and merchandise and headed back to San Diego. Thomas fixed up the old Whaley House, and Anna and the rest of the family arrived back home to San Diego on December 12, 1868. On January 5, 1882, Violet Eloise Whaley and Anna Amelia Whaley were both married in Old San Diego. Violet married George T. Bertolacci, and Anna Amelia wed her first cousin John T. Whaley, son of Henry Hearst Whaley. 2 weeks into Violet's marriage, as the couple was traveling back east on their honeymoon, she woke one morning to find her husband gone. Bertolacci, as it turned out, was a con artist, and as Violet and her family later learned, had only married her for the substantial dowry he believed he would collect upon the marriage. Due to the restrictive morals and societal standards of the time period, Violet was essentially shunned by polite society. Upon returning home, not only without her husband, but also unchaperoned, something proper ladies simply did not do in the late 19th century Victorian society. Violet and George's divorce was finalized approximately a year later, but Violet never recovered from the public humiliation and betrayal and suffered from depression. Violet committed suicide by shooting herself in the chest with Thomas's 32 caliber on August 18, 1885. She was then 22 years of age. Her suicide note thus reads, "Mad from life's history. Swift to death's mystery. Glad to be hurled anywhere, anywhere out of this world. Violet Haley, Save Our Heritage Organization." The suicide note is passage from Bridge of Sighs, a poem by Thomas Hood. This particular poem is also offered up by Edgar Allan Poe as an example of painting with words. He spoke of it and was referenced in his published works during his lectures. Corinne Lillian was engaged at the time of her sister's death, but her fiance broke off the engagement due to the scandal it raised. At these tragic events, Thomas Whaley built a single-story frame home for his family at 933 State Street in downtown San Diego, and the family moved into the new residence, leaving the Whaley house vacant for over two decades. Whaley family. Francis Whaley married Susan E. Murray in Mendocino, California on December 31, 1888. On December 14, 1890, Thomas Whaley died due to ill health at the State Street address, and Amelia Whaley died at Modesto, California on December 12, 1805. Meanwhile, the old Whaley house remained vacant and fell into disrepair. In late 1909, Francis Whaley undertook the restoration of the building and turned the home into a tourist attraction, where he posted signs promoting its historic city and entertained visitors with his guitar. Anna Whaley, Thomas's widow, Corinne Lillian, Francis, and George all lived in the old Whaley house in 1912 on February 24, 1913. Anna died at 80 years of age. A year later, Francis Whaley died on November 19, 1914, George Whaley died on January 5, 1928 in San Diego, and Corinne Lillian Whaley continued residency in the house until her death in 1953. After this history of success and death, the Whaley house remains well known as a haunted house. It is said that guests and the staff from time to time all catch a glimpse of the ghost of a Whaley family member who died inside the house, such as Baby Thomas Jr., Violet, Anna, Francis, George, or Corinne Lillian Whaley. The Whaley House. The Whaley House is located in the Old Town neighborhood of San Diego. This historic house opened as a museum on May 25th, 1960, managed by the San Diego Historical Shrine Foundation, a nonprofit organization formed in 1956 and led by James E. Reading and June A. Strudwick Reading. June Strudwick Reading served as the director of the Whaley House Museum from 1960 until her death in January 1998. The Whaley House has been maintained by Save Our Heritage Organization, SOHO, or SOHO, since 2000. Since 2007, a living caretaker has lived on the property to prevent theft and vandalism. The two-story Greek Revival house was designed by Thomas Whaley himself, and construction began on May 6, 1856. Completed in 1857, the cost of the house was more than $10,000. It was made from bricks created in Whaley's brickyard on Conde Street. The house was the first of its kind in San Diego. "My new house was completed will be the handsomest, most comfortable, and convenient place in town, or within 150 miles of here." Thomas Whaley, San Diego, Coast Life. Whaley's new house was known as the finest in Southern California. The house was furnished with mahogany and rosewood furniture, Brussels carpets, and damask drapes, and was considered a mansion for its time and place. The residence became the gathering place for San Diego. Besides being the Whaley family home, it was also San Diego's first commercial theater, the county courthouse, and a general store. courthouse in October 1960. In October 1868, an upstairs family bedroom was converted into a theater after Thomas Willard rented the room out to the Tanner Troupe, a local theater troupe traveling through San Diego at the time. For the troupe's opening night performance, a small room accommodated a stage, a few benches, and an astonishing 150 guests, although it was mostly standing room only, and ladies had been advised not to wear their hoop skirts or petticoats that evening to allow for more room. The operator of the theater, Thomas Tanner, died just 17 days after opening, and his troupe had disbanded by the end of January 1869. The Whaley House also served as a county courthouse in 1869 for $65 a month. The county of San Diego leased the courtroom and three of the upstairs bedrooms. Another part of the Whaley House history was the Whaley and Crossway General Store, which was a wholesale and retail store. In the 1860s and 1870s, the house became the focal point of a battle between Old Town residents and residents of Newtown, current downtown, for dominance of San Diego. The San Diego County Governor had been renting a portion of the Whaley House for its offices and records. Whaley offered several times to sell his house to the county, but the offer was ignored. Newtowners demanded that the county offices and records be moved to Newtown. The issue dominated local elections, and with Republicans favoring Newtown while Democrats favored Old Town. There were conflicting court orders. At one point, the local sheriff was ordered to seize Whaley House but refused. A judge ordered the removal of three supervisors from the Board of Supervisors, and another judge tried to appoint three other men to the post. After 7 years of court battles, the California Supreme Court ordered the reinstatement of the three original supervisors, who ordered that the county records be moved to Newtown. Despite threats of armed resistance from the Old Towners, the records were moved on March 31st, 1871, effectively shifting the focus of the city to Newtown. Rumors of hauntings. The house has frequently been cited as haunted based on strange noises or sights reported by some visitors. In 2005, Life magazine called Whaley House the most haunted house in America. Shortly after the Whaley family moved in, they told the San Diego Union that they heard heavy footsteps in the house, which they believed to be the ghost of James Yankee Jim Robinson, who had earlier been hanged on the property for stealing a boat. Some visitors have reported seeing apparitions of Thomas Whaley or Anna Whaley on the last weekend of every month. The Whaley House Museum offers a late-night ghost hunting tour. Additional tours are offered around Halloween. Television and film. The Whaley House has been featured in many historical documentaries as well as a wide variety of paranormal and sci-fi shows, including Sci-Fi Channel's Fake Paranormal Files, and Travel Channel's America's Most Haunted, in which it was stated that the Whaley House was the most supernatural home in the United States. The Whaley House was mentioned in the 2007 animated movie Hellboy, Blood and Iron, in which one of the characters references the paranormal entity Yankee Jim. In 2012, the movie studio Asylum released an independent low-budget movie titled The Haunting of Whaley House. Although the film was mentioned at the historic Bainbridge House in Long Beach, California, the history of ghostly legends of the Whaley House were used as a basis for the movie. In 2012, the Whaley House was featured on the Viagra Channel's The Haunting of Regis Philbin. While filming for a local San Diego morning show in 1960, Regis Philbin visited the Whaley House Museum and claimed to have a paranormal encounter with Mrs. Whaley. Philbin stated, "You know, a lot of people poo-poo it because they can't see it, but there was something going on in that house. On an episode of MTV's Ridiculousness, host Rob Dyrdek commented that he lived next to the most haunted house in California and would spend nights calling for Old Man Whaley. In 2014, the Whaley House was featured on Ghost Adventures as the main investigation of the series' 110th episode. In 2017, the house was featured in the first season, 6th episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved Supernatural for a paranormal investigation. The video was garnered over 8 million views on YouTube as of 2019. Thank you for listening to this paranormal story. Have a good week and stay safe.